Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And this time around on Motown Memories, we'll be featuring Motown artists that had top 40 songs in the 1960s, 1970s, and 1980s. This half hour, we'll hear from three artists: Stevie Wonder, Diana Ross, With the Supremes and Without, and Marvin Gaye. All coming up this half hour, right here on Motown Memories.
The apple of my eye. listening to Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Motown Memory with Stevie Wonder. That was Master Blaster, Jammin', number 5 from 1980. Before that, Stevie's You Are the Sunshine of My Life, number one from 1973. And we started with Uptight, Everything's Alright, Stevie Wonder's number three tune from 1966. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. This entire hour, we're featuring Motown artists that had hits in the 1960s, 1970s, and 1980s. Well, coming up, Diana Ross and the Supremes from the 1960s. Well, from 1965 to 1967, Diana Ross and the Supremes averaged at least one national television appearance or major concert a week. Not only were the Supremes regular guests on such popular pop shows in the United States as Shindig and Hullabaloo, but they were on mainstream programs also, such as Sunday Night's Ed Sullivan Show, The Tonight Show, The Hollywood Palace, and countless other variety shows where they were married up in performances with show business legends like Pearl Bailey and the Andrews Sisters. Early on, Berry Gordy, the founder of Motown Records, decided that the group's major television appearances would feature their latest hit and a Broadway show tune or standard. They soon became steady headliners at top Las Vegas venues and supper clubs around the world, including the Copacabana and London's Talk of the Town, and other Motown acts followed suit. Well, here is In and Out of Love, right here on Motown Memories.
MotownMemories@yahoo.com.
I'm
kind of living for myself is what I'm guilty of. Go on and sentence me, I'll still be free. It's my turn to see what I can see. I hope you'll understand. This time's just for me, because it's my turn. With no apologies, I've given up the truth to those I've tried to please, but now it's my turn. If I don't have all the answers, at least I know I'll take my share of chances.
Diana Ross, on her own at this time, with It's My Turn, reaching number 9 from 1980. Before that, Diana's Love Hangover, a number 1 song from 1976. And back in 1967, with the Supremes, In and Out of Love, number 9 from 1967. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. And this entire hour, we're featuring Motown artists that had hits in the 1960s, 1970s, and 1980s. Well, coming up, a Marvin Gaye hit from the 1960s, Ain't That Peculiar? Well, during the 1960s, Marvin favored romantic, sometimes sensuous ballads. He felt that his desire to move into a more mainstream, sophisticated style was hindered by Motown's emphasis on hits. For a performer as unenthusiastic about some of his material as Marvin later claimed to be, he gave almost every song he ever recorded an inspired reading. Here is Marvin from the 1960s, right here on Motown Memories.
My love stronger than before. I know flowers grow from rain, but how can love make me blue. It's a doggone shame, my love for you makes all your lies seem true. If the truth makes love last longer, why do lies make my love stronger? Ain't that peculiar, baby? Peculiar as can be. Ain't that peculiar? A peculiarity.
On the home of Motown memories, this is Tom Fallon. For this half hour, we've featured three artists with a top 40 song from the 1960s, 1970s, and 1980s. Well, coming up during the second half of Motown memories, we'll feature two more great artists coming up right here on Motown Memories.